This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Former Vice President Joe Biden is now officially a presidential candidate. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Biden faces a fight in his own party, partly over his age and partly over his message.
Biden's a male, white, 76-year-old in a party Iowa State's David Anderson says is moving younger and more to the left.
There's a lot of momentum within the party to put forward a younger face who has a more progressive vision for America.
But Kyle Condick at the University of Virginia says that doesn't mean Biden's occasionally centrist views are out of place.
Maybe that's an underserved demographic in this electorate.
Both Anderson and Condick agree Biden's the Democrat most likely to beat President Trump in the general election if he can first win the nomination. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people marched in Sudan's capital Thursday for what organizers called a million-strong march in support of civilian rule. Naba Mohaideen reports from Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese poured onto Khartoum's streets Thursday, calling for military leaders who toppled Omar al-Bashir to hand over power to civilian leaders. Sudan's main protest group, the Sudanese Professionals Association, organized the march after talks with the Transitional Military Council deadlocked. Three members of the TMC resigned late Wednesday after the SPA called for the march. The military ousted Bashir on April 11 after 3 decades in power and 4 months of anti-government protests. Military leaders took over, promising elections within 2 years. But protesters are demanding immediate civilian rule and have refused to leave the streets. Naba Mohaideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
For more on these stories, be sure to check out our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States